President Mahama spent his day at the Kennesaw State University, where he engaged in various activities. Activities of the day began with an introductory ceremony. We saw President Mahama receive a medal, an award which recognizes his global engagements and partnership. President Mahama's major assignment for the day was a keynote lecture centered on democracy in Ghana as a model for Africa. President Mahama has treated this topic at the Columbia and New York universities on the sidelines of the just-ended UN General Assembly. He used the first 15 minutes of his time to do the lecture and the other 15 to read to the audience a chapter from his book, My First Coup d'Etat, which depicts dictatorship. Indeed, Ghana has a remarkable impression on the international front. As a historian, President Mahama is of the view that Africa is experiencing rapid transformation and its description as the dark continent must be wiped off. Records show that Africa has 10% of the world's oil reserves, 85% of group of metals, 40% of the world's gold reserves, and 60% of the world's uncultivated arable land. While stressing that Africa is liberated, President Mahama thinks systems must be put in place to allow the many natural resources to benefit the citizens.
With the fast-paced changes that are occurring in Africa, we calmly but effectively undo the widely accepted representation of Africa as the dark continent. Yes, it's a dark continent because we're dark in color, but it is dark only in terms of the deliberate absence of illumination, an illumination that will portray to the rest of the world a continent rich, virgin, budding, peaceful, friendly, continuously learning, and ready to do business.
On the democratization process, President Mahama said the journey has not been bad, as institutions have been strengthened and made to work independently. It has also opened up many African countries to development through investments.
With the power of their thumbs, ordinary Africans installed and removed their leaders. The guns and machetes are fast being retired. In instances like in Mali, where some countries turned back into turmoil, a collective continental effort has been instituted to bring them back on track. Across Africa, there is a renewed belief that continuing on the path to accelerated growth requires the normalization of electoral competition. A growing number of Africans have resolved not to allow themselves to be used as instruments of political violence. More Africans are coming to terms with the fact that it is normal for elections to be vigorously contested, and where votes are fairly recorded, disputes can be resolved by institutions mandated to do so.
The questions and answer session was the most exciting. What attracted the loudest applause was a question on the role of women in Ghana's political dispensation.
Currently in our country, women hold some of the most prominent positions in my government. Our foreign minister is a woman. Our attorney general and minister of justice is a woman. The minister of transport is a woman. The minister of education is a woman. The minister of health is a woman. The minister of tourism is a woman. I could go on and on.
These were a few reactions after the session.
I feel it was really interesting and genuine, and I just love him as a president.
I thought it was very interesting.
And I've had the opportunity to work with a number of Ghanaian students here and to be able to see His Excellency today, and he's got such a warm humor, and he was so grounded in his comments. I completely enjoyed not only his humor, his witness, but the reality of the situation.
When asked whether he thinks Ghana's national team, the Black Stars, will make it to the World Cup in Brazil next year, President Mahama said Ghana is not underrating the Pharaohs of Egypt, as they are a good side, but as president, he is optimistic they will brave the storm.